great to be with you all today. Brenda and I always look forward to our time.
Brenda 跟我永远都是很希望能够跟大家在一起。
You know, a year ago, you wouldn't have been able to tell me that we would be traveling to Plano to be with you all.
你看，一年之前呢，我们没有办法想象到我们会跟大家在一起聚会的。
You know, God surprises us many times.
但是神永远做那个叫人惊讶的事。
You never know what God's going to do, do you?
你永远不知道神下一步要做什么，是不是？
You know, I've heard different names for God.
神有许多的名字。
There's God our healer.
神是我们的医治者。
God our savior.
神是我们的拯救者。
The Lord the provider.
神是我们的供应者。
Then I've heard a couple other ones that are not in the Bible but are probably true.
其他我现在讲的下面这些名字可能不在圣经里面，但是我想是真实的。
God is the God of surprises.
神是一个叫我们惊讶的神。
And then there's also Jehovah Sneaky. I don't know how you say sneaky in Chinese. Do you know what sneaky is?
Do you know?
Sneaky is when you don't let someone else know what you're doing.
对，神有时候做事神神秘秘的。
We don't always know what God's doing, do we?
对，我们没有办法来测透神要做什么的。
God's ways are bigger than our ways, so we don't always know what he's going to do.
神的道路高过我们的道路。
But I've been looking forward to being with you all this week and sharing with you some.
我这礼拜一直在寻求要跟弟兄姊妹有一些的分享。
I'm going to continue talking a little bit about the book of Job today.
我要跟大家继续来分享约伯记。
But probably give you a little bit different perspective on it.
但是我跟你从另外一个不同的角度来跟你们分享。
Because I feel like God's been speaking to me some things from this book.
因为神借着约伯记跟我说了一些的话。
But before we begin, I'd like to pray again. Let's just pray.
当我跟大家分享之前，我们一起来一起祷告。
Lord God, I just want to say thank you for your word. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you that you gave us your word. And Lord, my prayer is that I will be faithful in speaking your word today, Lord. And that you'll open all of our hearts to hear what you have to say. We don't want to just listen to your word, but we want to listen and we want to obey. We want to say, you are God. We say, thank you for your word. And we say, please speak to us now. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I think some of you may be familiar with the story of Job.
我想我们当中有些人对约伯的故事是相当熟悉的。
Raise your hand if you've ever heard of Job.
如果你从来没有听过约伯的，请你举个手。
But if you want to know... Well, I missed something there.
I just turned it around a little bit. Yeah, 没有关系。
It's all right. Well, I'll have to tell you, when I started reading this book maybe last month, I'm just reading through my Bible, and I got to this book, and it was hard for me to read it.
因为我每一天都有读经的进度，那么从上个月开始呢，我开始读到约伯记。我要承认，约伯记对我来讲不是一本容易的书。
Have you ever started to read the Bible?
你会不会觉得在读圣经的时候你会遇到难处呢？
And it's difficult.
是不容易的事情。
Sometimes it's even boring.
有时候读圣经会叫你觉得
很……Is that okay to say in church?
Well, to be honest, yes. 你有时候你读圣经的时候会觉得很枯燥，
I was getting bored.
对不对？ You know, 你会觉得很枯燥无味。
But you know, God is with us, right?
但是神是与我们。
So I thought maybe I should talk to God about that.
或许我应该跟神说，我读圣经的时候，有时候会觉得蛮枯燥的。
I'm ashamed of the fact that I was bored. My heart was not right.
当然我不觉得我的心态是对的。
I mean, this is the word of God.
这因为我们读的是神的话。
But I just went and I prayed. I said, God, help me.
但是我就是真实来到面前，我跟神祷告说：“神啊，你来帮助我。”
I'm having a hard time reading this.
我的确读不懂这一本书。
I don't really understand what you're trying to tell me here.
我不知道你要到底跟我说什么。
It's not making a lot of sense to me.
因为对我来讲，好像不是很合理的事情。
And you know, it's amazing the way the Lord answered that prayer.
你知道，当神回应我们祷告的时候，永远是出乎我们所能够预料的。
Raise your hand if somebody quoted something from the book of Job to you this week.
如果这个礼拜有人用约伯记的任何话跟你讲的话，请你举个手。
Anybody?
有没有？
Maybe one person.
David?
David? All right. Wow. Well, that's cool. Wow. All right. Cool. Okay. Usually I never hear scriptures from the book of Job. I don't hear people telling me scriptures from the book of Job.
我很少听见有人呢，就是用约伯记的话呢，神的话跟我讲。
Do you know, after I prayed that prayer to God, He made the book more interesting to me.
但是当我向神这样子坦然祷告的时候，神就让约伯记成为一本更有趣的书。
Plus, over the next 3 days, I had people quoting the book of Job to me.
而且在我祷告之后的三天之内，有人就用约伯记的话来跟我分享。
Is that wild or what?Uh-huh. That's surprising.
这真的是神做奇妙的事，是不是？
And I think the Lord was trying to tell me there's something for me and for other people here.
因为我相信神要借着约伯记跟我说话，也要跟大家说话。
I can remember two of the times. I think the third time was when I flipped on the TV and somebody started talking about Job.
当我打开电视两次或三次的时候，竟然就是这个电视的节目竟然是用约伯记的话来跟我。
One of the other times was, I think that was the first day. The third day, I went to meet with a friend. We pray together on Friday mornings.
第三天就是礼拜五的早上，我去跟一个弟兄，我们一同读圣经祷告。
I hope you'll get to meet this brother sometime.
我希望有一天我们能够与他能够相遇。
He's a big, strong guy. Big fella.
他是一个
used to be an army ranger, jumped out of airplanes.
他是一个体型壮硕的人。他以前呢是在这个陆军里面呢，他是航空队的，是说、这个。
Unfortunately, later on, he got messed up with some drugs and dealing drugs, but then the Lord miraculously brought him out.
但是之后呢，他就是吸食毒品，但是神呢，在他吸食毒品的时候呢，拯救了他。
And he's got his story. I'll let him tell that to you sometime.
我相信有一天他可以来到我们当中，跟我们分享他的故事。
But this was the third day after I'd prayed that, and I'd already had two other experiences of people quoting Job to me.
我祷告之后的第三天，就是前两天已经有人用约伯记的话跟我分享，在第三天的时候。
But when we met, we meet at Chick-fil-A. He came in and said, "You know, the book of Job says Job made a covenant with his eyes."
你看，就第三天我们是在 Chick-fil-A 呢，就是聚会。他一来的时候跟我们讲，就说，你看约伯记是这样子的。你看约伯记，神用约伯记这样子讲。
So again, I was quoting, somebody quoted Job to me.
神的确是用约伯记的话来跟我分享。
But the most surprising time was the second day.
但是最奇妙的是我祷告之后的第二天。
I was meeting with my brother Clint.
我跟我的弟兄叫做 Clint.
I think some of y'all met Clint. He's a big fella.
我们当中几个人呢曾经就见过 Clint. 他是一个壮汉。
And we were sitting in Whataburger, reading our Bibles.
我们就是到 Whataburger 的那个 burger 店呢，我们在那读圣经。
And some stranger walks up to us.
一个陌生人呢就走到我们这边来。
And he starts preaching to us.
他开始呢跟我 preaching the word of God.
Yeah, and he was telling us his testimony about how God healed his child.
就一个陌生人来到我们当中，跟我们分享神的话，告诉我们神怎么奇妙的医治他的孩子。
And then he said,
然后他说
in the book of Job,
在约伯记里面。
So all of a sudden, I pray this prayer, God help me with Job, right? And then all of a sudden, people are sharing all these scriptures with me from Job.
所以在我向神祷告，就是我读不懂约伯记的时候，神竟然就是这样奇妙的带领这些人来跟我讲约伯记的
事。So I pray that there will be some word here for you today.
我跟神祷告，今天早上。
If you want an answering to suffering,
如果我们要寻求苦难的意义，我盼望今天我们能够从约伯记能够神跟我们讲话。
I don't think Job's going to help you a lot.
我不觉得约伯这一个人能够帮助我们很多。
If you want to know why you have problems,
如果你想要知道你为什么会遇见一些的难处的时候
，Job talks about problems.
约伯他自己呢，约伯的确会告诉我们他经历了一些的。
But I don't think it's going to tell you why you have problems.
但是在约伯记里面，你没有办法来解释为什么你会经历这些的难处。
But Job is said about 4,000 years ago, about the time of Abraham.
约伯记写作的时间差不多离现在4000年的时间，差不多是亚伯拉罕的时间。
And there's a man, he's a good man.
有一个人是一个好的人。
He's a righteous man.
他是一个正直的人。
He doesn't only care about himself.
他不仅仅关注他自己的事。
He cares so much about his family.
他非常的关心他家人的事。
Every day when he gets up in the morning.
每天早上当他起床。
He doesn't just pray.
他不仅自己祷告。
He makes a sacrifice, an animal sacrifice for each one of his children.
他为他每一个儿女献祭。
Just in case they made a mistake the previous day.
就怕他们犯罪得罪了耶和华。
So I want to tell you, Job's a good guy.
You know, 约伯他是真的是一个正直的人。
And God is proud of him.
神也以约伯为傲。
How many of y'all want God to be proud of you?
谁愿意让神以我们为
傲？ Raise your hand.
请我们举起我们的手。
Now, you may be pulling your hands down after you hear this story.
但是当你读完了约伯记，你可能会把你的手缩回来。
Because you know, sometimes when we're proud of people, we brag about them, right?
当我们以某些人为傲的时候，我们会来夸奖他。
Now, if you don't believe me, just go talk to some grandparent.
如果你不相信我的话，你去跟一些祖父祖母来。
If you ask them how their grandkids are,
如果你问这些祖父母他们的孙子孙女怎么样的时候
，After 2 hours have finished, you will have found out.
在谈你谈完两个小时之后
，Isn't that right? And you'll see some pictures too, right? They're proud of their kids.
You know, 他们以他们的孙子孙女儿女为荣。
I remember meeting this family one time, and they were talking about their grandson and how bright and how brilliant he was.
我记得跟老人家呢谈过，就他们以他们的孙子是多么聪明为荣。
And I really thought this child could probably walk on water by the way they spoke about him.
我就以为呢他们的这个孙儿真的能够呢在水面上行走。
And it wasn't so much a reflection of the grandchild as much as the love that they had in that child.
事实上不是说这个孙子或孙女多么能，而是说到这一个作为祖父母心中的对于儿女的爱。
But Job was the kind of guy that God loved.
但是约伯的确是神心中所爱的一个人。
And so evidently in heaven, according to this book, there's a time when the angels come before God.
的确，所以到了一个时候，就是当众天使来到神面前的时候。
And along with the good angels, there are some of the bad angels.
在这些天使当中，有一些是好的，有一些是恶的天使。
One of them is the devil.
其中一个就是撒旦
Lucifer,
Lucifer 撒旦。
In this book, he's called Satan, I believe, the accuser.
就是那个控告人的撒旦。
That's what Satan means, the one who accuses.
撒旦的名字的意思就是控告人的。
And so he's there before the Lord, and while he's there before the Lord says, Hey, have you seen my boy?
所以当路斯佛当撒旦来到神面前的时候，神就问撒旦就说：“哎，他们叫了哎呀。”他说：“你看到我的。
”He's pretty awesome, isn't he?
你看到
？He's pretty awesome, yeah.
你看到约伯了没有？他是一个正直的人。
And Satan says, "Well, the only reason he's good is because you take such good care of him."
撒旦回答说：“你约伯在你面前这么好，是因为你照顾他所有一切的需用。”
And God says, "Well, I don't think that's the case."
神回答说。不是的，不是这样子的。
And so the devil says, "Well, if I can take everything he owns,"
撒旦就说，我如果拿走他一切所需用，
he'll curse you.
他必定咒诅你。
So the Lord says, "Okay, you may not touch his life."
神就说可以，但是你不可以摸他的性命。
But I won't prevent you from taking what belongs to him.
但是你可以拿去他。是他其他所有一切所有的。
And so the story goes that Satan sends all these attacks against him.
所以撒旦就差遣了所有一切他能够使用的来攻击他还有他的家人。
Job was a very wealthy man.
约伯是一个有钱的人。
The devil took his money.
撒旦来夺走了他一切的财富。
It took all of his possessions.
夺走他一切的财产。
Even his sons and daughters.
甚至他。儿子跟女儿的性命
Stolen,
是都把他们抢夺走。
Lightning fell down and struck animals that belonged to him.
闪电也击落。
Properties were destroyed. 也击打
他的羊群，他的。
Everything that you can imagine was taken from him, except he remained okay himself.
所以约伯所有一切的家产，他的包括他的儿女的性命，全部都被夺走了，只剩下他这一个人，他的性命存在。
And this next part is important because the Bible says that when all this happened, when he heard this news, his response was that he tore his robe, he shaved his head. Go ahead and translate that. That's 1 verse 20.
约伯呢，这些事情发生的时候，就坐在炉灰当中，拿他。
And then he fell down to the ground and worship.
他呢，他就扑倒在地上呢，他就是敬拜神。
And he said.
然后他就说。
And there's going to be a lot of emphasis in Job on what people say.
在约伯记里面，我们要注意的就是。 人说了很多的话。
He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart."
我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。
The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
May the name of the Lord be praised.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
在这一切的事上，约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为余望。
Well. All this bad stuff happened to Job, and still Job said something good about God.
虽然约伯遇见了这么多不幸的事，但约伯仍然以神为义，并没有咒诅神。
Now, whenever something good happens,
当我们遇见好的事情,
we really feel the favor of the Lord, don't we?
我们都觉得我们是蒙神喜悦的。
If I get an A on a test, if I get a job promotion,
如果我在职场上面升迁,
If I get anything good that happens to me,
如果在我生命当中有好的事情发生,
if I receive the praise from man,
或者是人称赞我,
then I feel like God is really treating me pretty nice.
那当然我会觉得神是对我相当的好。
And I think you've heard the expression to Tebow, I don't even know for sure what it is, but it's when you drop to a knee and it's like you give thanks to God. And I appreciate that guy for giving glory to God when there's a touchdown or whatever.
Okay, 有一个美式足球员叫做T-Bow的，他当他的球队呢，就是touchdown的时候，他会跪下来，然后把荣耀归给神。
But normally people don't T-Bow when something horrible happens to them, do they? Oh, just had an automobile accident.
如果真的，这是因为他遇见一件好的事情。如果他遇见不好的事情，他还会跪下来。Oh, I just
lost my job. Yeah.
就如果我今天被解雇了，我会跪下来然后称赞神吗？
Oh, a child just died.
如果我的儿女死亡了，我会跪下来称赞神。
You'd think something wrong in the head, wouldn't you?
我想我们对我来讲是一个极大的挑战。
What was it with Job? He wasn't happy. He was very sad. He ripped his clothes.
这件事情发生的时候呢，约伯并不高兴，因为呢，他把他的衣服撕裂。
But then he still had something good to say about God.
但是呢，他没有得罪神，他仍然向神以神为义。
The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂。
Story's not over yet.
但是 故事还没有结束。
Chapter 2, he gets another test.
到了第二章的时候,
angels come before God again.
撒旦又来到神的面前。
Raise your hand if you still want God to be proud of you.
如果你愿意神这个时候仍然以你,
I do, I really
以你为荣耀,
do. I'm not trying to make this bad, but God's still bragging on Job.
神仍然夸耀约伯。
Check out my boy here.
他说你看看我的仆人约伯。
You tried to mess him up, but notice he's still hanging in there.
你对他做了这么多的恶事，他仍然没有咒诅我。
And Satan says the only reason he's doing that is because you've protected his life.
撒旦就说，你他之所以这样做，是因为呢，你保全他的性命。
If I strike his body,
如果我击打他的性命，
he will curse you.
他必定咒诅你。
And so the devil, well, the Lord told the devil, you can strike his body, but don't take his life.
所以神就对撒旦说，你可以击打他，但是你不可以夺走他的性命。
So the Bible says that he had sores from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet.
所以他从他的头到他的脚都长了疮。
It was painful. It looked gross. It probably stunk.
是非常痛苦的，也是非常。
And he was miserable.
可怜的，人看了都觉得可怜。
And what was his response?
那约伯怎么回应呢？
His wife said, curse God and die.
他的妻子呢就对约伯说，你弃掉神吧。
That's why, by the way, that the devil never took his wife, because evidently they may have been working together. I don't know. Sounds like it.
撒旦呢一直没有碰他的妻子，或许他的妻子与撒旦呢站在同一条阵线上面，我们不晓得。
Maybe she just didn't understand.
或许他的妻子就是完全不晓得神所做的事。
But whatever the case was, he said, "Don't talk like that."
但是约伯对他的妻子说
，He said, "Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?"
他说不要说话像愚顽的人。
And once again, it says something.
所以得福不也受祸吗
？Very important. Verse 10, he says, "In all this, Job did not sin." In what he said,
在这一切的事上，约伯并不以口犯罪。
So, Job had some terrible things happen, but still he didn't say anything bad about God.
虽然许多事情发生在约伯的身上，但是约伯并不以口犯罪得罪神。
Well, his friends come and to visit him.
他的朋友来访问他。
Now, hopefully, if you had sores from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, and you're in the hospital, hopefully your friends would come to visit you.
如果你从头到脚长疮的话，
I hope they
在医院的话，你可能会有你的朋友来看你。
And I hope we would visit each other in that situation. But it says the name of the friends, by the way, were Eliphaz, the Temanite.
来，他的三个朋友叫以利法、比勒达。还有说法
Bildad the Shuhite.
比勒达。
Anyway, when I was a young man, we used to say that he was the shortest person in the Bible. By the way,
who?
Bildad.
比勒达是这四个人当中最矮小的一个人。
Because he was Shuhite. Anyway, that's a bad joke. Don't worry about that. And then there was.
因为他穿高跟鞋。
Then there was Zophar, the Namathite.
这是一个笑话。
But they came to sympathize with him and comfort him.
这三个人来到约伯的面前呢，就来安慰他。
But we're going to find out if they did that or not.
但是这三个人事实上并没有来安慰。
It says when they saw him from a distance, they couldn't even recognize him.
他们远远的举目观看，认不出他就是约伯。
And they began to weep and wail loudly.
他们就放声大哭，个人撕裂外袍。
If you were like really sick and somebody saw you, and they didn't even recognize you, and then they began to weep and wail, how would that make you feel?
如果你躺在病床上面，你的朋友认不出是你。然后他们看见你就放声大哭，撕裂外袍。你的感觉是什么
？Says they sat on the ground with him and they didn't say one word for 7 days.
那他这三个朋友呢，就坐在地上跟约伯在一起，一句话都没有说。他们一同坐了7天7夜。
Well, I got to tell you, in that culture, when they didn't speak for 7 days, there was a reason.
这是一个东方的文化啊，在东方的文化里面，如果他们一同坐在一起7天，
in,
一句话都不说的时候
，In chapter 3:1 it says, "After this, Job opened his mouth."
此后，约伯开口。
Verse 2 says, "He said."
约伯就说。
But according to Walter Kaiser, a Hebrew scholar, that word "he said" could be better translated, "he answered."
Okay, 另外一个。翻译呢，就是说约伯呢开始回答他们。
They hadn't said anything to him. Why would he answer them?
他的三个朋友事实上一句话都没有说，那为什么约伯开始回答呢
？Have you ever answered someone who hasn't said anything?
当你有没有这样的经历，就是别人跟你在一起一句话都没有说，但是你会开始回答他们
？Do you know that 95% of our communication is non-verbal?
你能够认出来吗？在人与人之间的沟通的里面，95%呢是非语言性的沟通。
If I do this, you know, I'm happy.
如果我一句话都不说，但是我这样子表示你的话，你就知道我是
一个很高兴的人。If I do this, you know I'm mad.
如果我是这样表示，但是我一句话都不说，你这就知道我是非常生气。
Depending upon how we act, we can say words without speaking.
我们的确可以表达意念，但不一定用我们的语言来发表。
These friends had come to Job, and without saying a word, they had accused him.
他们三个人表面上来是要安慰约伯的，事实上是要来控告约伯的。
They were accusing him.
他们来是要来控告约伯什么呢？
But let's jump ahead now before we see how Job responds to their accusation and what they were accusing him of. I'm sorry.
Put some comment here, or word, some comment here, a few impressions.
Then go ahead.
Yeah. 对不起，我刚才有个感动，我跟大家分，就是当 David was spoken, I felt impressed. 就是 I felt impressed and I need to share one word with you. 就是今天 David 跟大家分享的是非常重要的信息。我希望弟兄姊妹能够听得进去，好，能够听得进去。I feel impressed that the message today is very important. It's very important in the sense that.Is related to you and me in our daily life. Okay, please go on. I'm sorry.
Thank you. No, that's all right. I can give some of the food, and you can put some salt on there, brother.
I'm sorry.
We'll work together. We're a team, right?
Yes.
All right. That's good.
I don't want to jump on you.
No. That's good. We'll work together here. But if you look at the conclusion of the story,
如果我们稍微跳过时空到最后的一个结局的时候，
God never tells Job why he sent the problems.
神一直都没有告诉约伯，也没有跟约伯解释他为什么，
and as far as I know,
他为什么遭遇这些的难处。
Job never found out about this conversation that God had with the devil.
因为约伯呢，他一直没有不知道，就是说神跟撒旦之间的对话，约伯一点都不知道。
But what we do know is that Job repents in any case and said he didn't understand what God was doing.
但是到了最后呢，约伯呢，他的确呢，在神面前悔改，就是说他的确不明白神为什么做这些事情在他身上。
And God gets angry at Job's friends who came to encourage him.
但事实上呢，是神对于约伯的三个朋友动怒了。
But God is still happy with Job at the end of the story.
到了最后的时候，神仍然喜悦约伯。
Let me tell you something, you're going to have problems in this world.
就是说今天我们在 地上我们的确会
遇到难处 mistakes,
我们也犯错了
you may even say some mistakes,
you may even
speak mistakes,
我们可能也会用我们的口说了一些不好的话
but we want God to be happy with us at the end of the story, amen?
但是到了最后呢，神仍然喜悦我们
and let me tell you what he said, he said when he was speaking to Job's friends, he said something very important, and I know it's important because he said it twice.
请注意，就到了最后，神对约伯的三个朋友有这样子的说法
he spoke to Job's friends and he said, I am angry with you.
神两次对约伯的三个朋友就是说
Because, and I'm here in 42 verse 7
我的怒气向你们发作
He says, I'm angry with you because you have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job has
我的怒气向你们三个人发作因为你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的是
And I tell you, if God says something one time, it's powerful
如果神说了一次，那已经是很有能力。
But he said it again there in verse 9.
但是他说的第二次。
He said, "You have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has." That's verse 8, actually.
在第八节里面的时候，神又对他的三个朋友说：“你们议论我，不如我的仆人约伯说的是。”
How we speak about God is important. It's important the things that we say about God.
我们怎么样跟神说，的确是很重要的。
I must speak truth about God.
我跟神说，我必须是说真话。
That's why we memorize scriptures. That's why we learn scriptures.
这就是我们从圣经里面所学的。
That's why I speak scriptures.
这就是为什么我也用神的话跟神交谈。
That's why when we're driving in the car, we need to speak scriptures.
就是为什么当我们开车的时候，我们也必须要来宣告
神的话。That's why when we wake up in the morning, we speak scriptures.
那我早上醒来的时候，我也宣告神的话。
We say this is the day the Lord has made.
我们说这个是神所造的一
天。I will rejoice and be glad.
我在其中欢喜快乐。
I say the Lord is my light.
我说神是我的光。
And my salvation.
是我。
Who shall I fear?
我还惧怕谁呢?
I say he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest.
如果住在至高者隐秘处，他必定得安息。
I speak about God.
我说到神的事。
You speak about God.
你也说到神的事。
Because that's truth.
因为神的话是真实。
And it's also a reflection.
同时也是一个反应。
It reflects what's in my heart.
也反映出我心里面真实的光景。
I practice saying good things so there will be good things in my heart.
我操练敬虔的事，所以在我心中我就逐渐成为一个敬虔的人。
Do you want to know what's in a man's heart?
你知道人心里面所存的是什么吗？
There are a couple ways you can find out.
你可以用一两种方式来知道人心里面所存的是什么。
The Lord can give you supernatural revelation.
神会给你一个超自然的一个启示。
And that's what it says in 1 Corinthians 14.
就是在哥林多前书第十四章。
I spoke with a man last night.
昨天晚上我跟一个人说话。
He's a prophetic minister. He's actually out in California right now.
他是从事一个先知执事，他是住在加州的。
And he is, he's getting ready to go to Thailand.
他预备去泰国。
But many times the Lord gives him very specific words.
但许多时候神非常特定的告诉他。
He was over in Israel one time in a meeting.
他有一次在以色列。
And the Lord gave him a word for this man.
神就是对于这个人使给他一些的话。
And he says, so that you will know this is from the Lord.
就你可以知道这个人是属乎神的。
Here is an important number for you.
他是对他对你是重要的。
And he started listing some numbers, and the guy says, stop.
Who says that?
The man who was seated there. He said, stop, don't say any more.
所以坐在那椅子上的人，他就说，请你不要再讲了。
But he let him go ahead and give the word.
但是呢，这个先知呢，继续呢，将神的话告诉他。
And the man was visibly shaken.
然后坐在椅子上的人呢，你就可以发现呢，
他开始颤抖。The man spoke to him later. He was a security agent for the government of Israel.
那后来那个事实上坐在那里的人是以色列政府的一个安全部的一个官员。
The Lord had told him his security code.
所以神借着这个先知呢，将那个安全的密码呢，告诉这一个人。
And so, of course, he believes. So sometimes the Lord does give those supernatural words.
有时候神的确呢能够将超自然的话呢告诉人。
By the way, I'd like to bring that man here sometime. His name is Philip Elston. He lives just up the road a little bit, but he's gone a lot. So I hope he'll come and meet y'all sometime.
这位先知，我希望以后有机会他能够来到我们
当中。But really, there's an easier way, because let's face it, we don't always get words like that from God, do we?
我们并不是一直都能够这样子从神领受这样子的话。
If you want to know what's in somebody's heart, here's what you do.
如果你真的要知道人心里面是什么故事的话，可以这样子。
This is all you have to do.
这就是你需要做的。
Okay, are you all ready?
预备好了没有？
This is very complicated.
这是很复杂的。
Sometimes it's not easy.
不是很简单的。
Listen.
注意听。
That's right. Just listen.
注意听。
Jesus said in Matthew 12:34.
主耶稣在马太福音十二章三十四节。
And if that's a hard verse to memorize, here's an easy way to remember it. 1, 2, 3, 4. 12:34.
Matthew 1, 2, 3, 4, chapter 12, 十二章三十四节。
Isn't that nice? That makes it real easy for us here. I'm a teacher. I like easy stuff, right?
Yes.
Let's figure out a nice, easy way to remember this. But he says, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks.
心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
So, do you want to know what's in somebody's heart?
你要知道人心里面存的是什么吗？
It's not complicated.
不是很复杂。
What are they talking about?
就是你听他说什么。
Are they blessing or are they cursing?
他是在祝福人呢，还是在咒诅人？
Are they encouraging or are they complaining?
他是在鼓励你呢，还是他是在抱怨？
Are they doubting or are they speaking words of faith?
他是在怀疑的里面呢，还是他相信神？
Well, God is pleased when good things come out of our hearts.
当好的事情临到我们身上的时候，当然我
们会觉得。And that's why two times he said, "You didn't say what was right, but my servant Job said what was right. He's my man."
所以神两次对约伯的三个朋友就说：“你说的不对，约伯说的对。”
Now, quickly, let me just mention that Job made some mistakes. He wasn't a perfect guy.
当然约伯他也犯了错，他并不是一个完全的人。
There's no man perfect. Nobody is righteous. No, not one, except for the Lord Jesus Christ.
没有一个人是完全的，除了耶稣基督之外。
And if you want to hear some of Job's mistakes,
如果你要知道约伯犯的错，
you can look in verse 42, the very last chapter, he confesses it. He said, I spoke what is not right. I spoke about what I didn't understand.
约伯，你知道第42章的时候，约伯说，我说的是我不明白的。
Many times after the Lord speaks to us, we realize that we have been foolish.
当神开口跟我们说话的时候，我们才会发现
Well, God spoke to Job, and he realized he'd said some things that weren't right. So he admits to it.
所以约伯承认说，我说的是我不明白的。
But I have three oops in chapter 19. You know what oops is?
Rules?
Oops. Let me give you an example of what oops is. We're going to have Chinese to English. We're going to do some English lessons next week. Here's the first English lesson. If I'm trying to open a door and I drop something, oops. Everybody say oops.
Oops.
That's when you make a mistake, right?
Oops, 就是我们中国人讲的说。
So here are three oops.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh, like that, right.
Uh-oh.
Three uh-ohs here. Chapter 19.
我们看一看19章有三个 uh-oh.
Job had three uh-ohs here, three oops.
所以约伯有三个。
19, verse 6.
在第19章，约伯记19章。
He says,
第六节。
Know that God has wronged me and set his net around me.
我知道神侵覆我，用网罗围绕我。
That's an oops. That's not God. God doesn't do that, does he?
那不是神所做的。
Three times in this chapter. Verse 11.
十一节。
He said, His anger burns against me. He counts me among his enemies.
神的愤怒向我发作，以我为敌人。
Did he have these problems because God was against him? Did he have these problems because he was an enemy of God?
约伯是神的敌人吗？
In verse 21, he says, "The hand of God struck me."
神的手攻击我。二十一节。
Now God gives us a view of from the top.
神从天上观看我们。
We know the whole story.
We
know the story. What happened here?
我们知道哈，我们现在读了约伯记，我们知道发生的事情。
Job did not know what was happening.
但那个时候约伯一点都不知道。
He didn't know that God had been bragging on him.
他不知道神以约伯为骄傲。
He didn't have the problems because he was a bad guy.
神不是因为约伯是一个坏人。
He had those problems because he was a good, righteous man.
约伯之所以遭遇这些不好的事情，就是因为他是一个对的人，他是一个正直的人。
Many times people see a problem and they must say it's because of sin.
但是当我们看见别人有问题的时候，我们第一个反应就是说你犯了罪，你有错。
Even Jesus' disciples, do you remember what happened with Jesus' disciples in chapter 9 of John?
你有没有注意到，就是到
they're walking along.
耶稣的门徒到了约翰第九章的时候
they see a blind man.
他们看见一个生来是瞎眼的人。
They say, Lord, got a question for you.
他们就问耶稣，就说我们有一个问题。
Who sinned?
到底是谁犯罪的？
Did this man sin?
是这个天生
瞎眼？ Or did his parents sin?
是这个天生瞎眼的人犯罪呢，还是他的父母亲犯罪？
Notice they did not ask if someone sinned.
请你注意到他们的问题没有说是，他们说如果。
They made an assumption that somebody had sinned, otherwise this guy would not be blind, right?
他们已经心里面有个定案，就是有一个人是犯了罪。
How many times do we incorrectly assume there's a problem because of sin?
有多少的时候我们是这样的错误的认为，你之所以遭遇这样的事情，是因为你犯了罪。
And we've talked about that before.
我们之前有讨论过这样子的事。
But Job even was wondering if God was against him. So he spoke some mistakes. He wasn't perfect.
约伯不是一个完全的。
It wasn't God who struck him. It was the devil.
所以呢，他也犯了错，他以为神攻击他。
God wasn't angry with him. He wasn't God's enemy. God loved him as a son and was proud of him.
神不是约伯的敌人，神没有攻击约伯，是撒旦攻击约伯。
God had not wronged him.
神没有错怪约伯。
He's above all things, and he cannot wrong someone.
神在一切之上，他不可能错看一切的事。
So he made a mistake. But let's face it, Job had people attacking him.
但是我们看约伯没有犯错，但是他的朋友来攻击他。
His friends came and sat there and looked at him.
他的三个朋友坐下来，然后这样子看着他。
And the way they looked at him was like, What did you do so that all of these bad things happened to you?
所以他这个表现呢，肢体语言就是告诉约伯，就是说你到底做了什么事。
That's why it says Job.
这些不好的事发生在你的身上。
It says Job answered them.
所以约伯回答他们。
Because Job's friends, they just assumed that the good people are blessed and the bad people or the guilty people are punished.
所以约伯的三个朋友他一分为二，如果你是对的，你一定蒙祝福；如果你是错的，你就一定蒙咒诅。
If you look at chapter 22, this is a perfect example, by the way.
我们读一下二十二章。
He's Eliphaz.
以利法。
In verse 5,
第五节
he just says, "Isn't your wickedness great? Are not your sins endless?"
他对约伯讲，你的罪恶岂不是大吗？
Verse 7,
你的罪孽也没有穷尽。
You didn't give water to the weary.
约伯啊，困乏的人你没有给他水喝。
You withheld food from people who were hungry.
饥饿的人你没有给他食物。
You sent widows away empty-handed.
你打发寡妇空手回去。
This guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
折断孤儿的膀臂。
He's making accusations against Job that are totally false.
约伯的朋友控告约伯，所控告的事都是错误的。
But he says you've been a horrible sinner.
约伯的朋友跟他约伯讲说
Verse 10, that is why snares or traps are all around you.
你是一个可恶的罪人，因此有网罗环绕你，有恐惧忽然使你惊惶。
So these people essentially were accusing God of doing something God had never done.
所以约伯的三个朋友事实上在控告。
It was actually the devil who had done all these things to Job.
在控告神对约伯所做的事，事实上神一点都没有做。
And they said it was God.
仇敌所做的。
You know, God doesn't want us to do that.
你知道吗？神不喜悦我们这样子来控告。
Jesus got very angry with some people in the New Testament because he healed some people.And the Pharisees said, "You healed them by the power of the devil."
你知道吗？当主耶稣在地上医治人的时候，你知道法利赛人怎么控告他吗？他说：“你是用魔鬼的权力来医治好这些人。”
You know, as Christians, we really must be careful not to attribute something from the devil to God or something from God to the devil.
作为基督徒，我们要非常小心，能够分辨，不要把。撒旦做的事归咎给神，同样的，也不要将神所做的事归功给撒旦。
Quickly, one other thing that the friends of Job had said.
我们再看一下约伯的三个朋友所说的事，所做的事。
In chapter 25,
在第二十五章
one of his friends said something sort of interesting. 25 verse 5 and 6.
二十五章第五节跟第六节。
Well, even just, let me just tell you, verse 6, he compares man to a maggot or a worm.
这个朋友呢，他把人比喻作虫，或者是比喻臭，比喻作那个蛆虫。
You know, I know there is a sense in which God is so high above us.
我知道人家，我们都知道神是远超过我们之上。
But we should never compare a human being to a low life.
但是千万不要把人
Even the people who we despise the most, even the people we struggle with the most,
就算是我们在生活里面我们一很不喜欢的人，
they are created in the image of God.
他们任何一个人都是神用他自己的形象所造的。
And certainly, as us who follow God, we are not like that. He calls us His children.
你知道，我们的确是。
So,
是犯罪的，但是今天神称呼我们是神的儿女。
So that's why I'm saying God said these guys didn't speak what was right, but Job, even though he made some mistakes, he still spoke what was right. And I want to tell you a couple things he said about God.
他的三个朋友没有说对一件事情，但是我要告诉你，就是约伯的确有说到神。
One of them we already mentioned, and that is Job chapter 1, verse 21. You don't have to look at all of them. I'll give the scripture reference. You can write it down if you want to.But that's when Job, after all these bad things happened, he said, the Lord gives, the Lord takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord.
约伯说，在经过这么多的苦难的时候，他说，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂。
Essentially, he's saying, bad stuff happening, but God is still good.
虽然这些事情发生，但是神还是一位良善的神。
Bad stuff happened, but God is good.
不好的事发生，但是神仍然是良善的神。
The next reference is Job 13, verse 15.
十三章
verse 15.
第十五节。
This is a powerful verse. In the midst of all his trouble, his friends are accusing him. He's wondering, he's saying, why is God doing this to me? God, why are you doing this? He's crying out to God, God, tell me.Have I done something wrong? I've tried to do what's right. Show me what's going on here.
他向神呼求，到底我做错了什么？请你告诉我。
And Job says, though he slay me, though he kill me, yet I will hope in him.
他虽然杀我，我也。
So Job says, it doesn't matter what happens.
仍然对神有指望。
Even if I die,
就算是他杀我
I will hope in God.
我仍然以神为我的指望。
That's a strong and powerful affirmation. God is trustworthy.
神是值得我们信赖的。
If I can see what's going on, if I can't see what's going on, God is still trustworthy.
就算是我不明白，我看不见，但是我仍然相信神是值得我们信赖。
He is worthy of my trust.
他是值得我来信赖的。
Chapter 16, verse 19 through 21.
十六章十九节。
Here's another good thing that Job said that was powerful.
二十一节。
When he was struggling, he said God was his enemy, but that wasn't his heart. This is his heart here. He says, even now, my witness is in heaven.
现今在天上有我的见证。
So he had accusers on earth, but who was his witness?
在地上，约伯有的是他的朋友。
He's calling on God as his witness in heaven.
但是在天上，神是他的见证。
He says, "My intercessor is my friend."
在天上有我的中保，他是我的朋友。
And as my eyes pour out tears to God,
当我向神眼泪汪汪
on behalf of a man.He pleads with God as a man pleads for his friend.
他如同与神如同人与朋友辩白一样。
And this is no doubt a reference, in my understanding anyway, to Jesus, who's always been there interceding for us.
就如同耶稣在神的面
前。Who is at the right hand of God,
不住地为我们祈求。
Even interceding for Job at this time.
在这个时候他也为约伯祷告。
So that would be the second thing. God, well, the third thing, actually. God's good, he's trustworthy, but God is also a friend, a friend.
神是良善的，神是值得我们信赖的。
Chapter
19, 神也是我们的朋友。
Chapter 19, now we already referred to his three uh-ohs there in chapter 19, but I want to jump down to verse 25, because even after he expressed his doubts,
我讲二十五节。
He goes on in verse 25,
他虽然有困惑,
and he says, I know my Redeemer lives.
我知道我的救赎主活着。
In the end, he will stand upon the earth.
末了必站立在地上。
After my skin has been destroyed,
我这皮肉灭绝之后，
yet in my flesh I will see God.
我必在肉体之外得见神。
He's talking about the resurrection here.
他是在说到复活。
His hope goes beyond this life. There is a life to come that he's speaking of here.
约伯的盼望就是今生结束之后还有复活。
And he goes on and he says, I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another.
我自己要见他，亲眼要看他，并不像外
人。How my heart yearns within me.
我的心肠在我里面。
We know how that is to yearn for God. So God is also our hope.
因为神是我们的盼望。
And here's what I know. In any time, we have ups and downs, but we always have to speak what is right about God.
我们虽然在经历里面我们会起起伏伏，但是对于神我们要说有信心的话。
God doesn't change.
神永远不改变。
The events in our lives change.
我们的道路，我们的经历常常有改变。
We live in a fallen world.
我们在一个堕落的世界里面。
But our heart is going to speak what we believe is true.
但是我们所说的是我们心里面所充满的。
What you think affects the way that you believe.
你怎么样思考会影响到你心里面所存的。
And what you believe affects the way that you act.
你心里面怎么样思想会影响你口里面所说的。
And we've got to think the right things.
我们必须要思考对的事。
So that we can believe the right things.
我们必须要相信对的事。
So that we can act the way that God wants us to act.
然后
行神所喜悦的事。So that we can speak what God wants us to speak.Because out of our hearts are what we're going to be speaking.
因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
On Friday night, I got to go to a Christian concert, and I got to hear the woman sing who sings blessings, and her name is not coming to me right now, but it's an amazing song.
礼拜五我去参加一个基督徒的一个。
She's a gifted worship leader.
一个就敬拜聚会，有一个姊妹在上面唱。祝福 blessing.
And when she started to open her mouth, you could just feel the presence of the Lord.
当姊妹一开口唱歌的时候，你马上
可以。It was a wonderful experience.
可以感觉到神的同在。
But you know, her to get to that point has not been easy. She's gone through a lot of struggles.
但是她今天这样子的一个发表，对于她来讲是经过的相当时日的一个经历。
She was sharing about after they'd been married a short time, her husband had a brain tumor.
她结婚没有多久，她的丈夫得了
脑瘤。And they had to have surgery. And she said that they went into surgery, and before they went into surgery, the doctor sat them down and said, "Listen, your husband may not even know you after he comes out."
当她的丈夫要进行手术之前，医生跟她讲说，手术之后你的丈夫可能再也认不出你是谁。
But if they didn't have the surgery, he would die.
但是如果不进行手术的话，你的丈夫必定要死。
And so he had the surgery.
So his husband just
he came out of surgery. His wife was there with him when he woke up. She says, "Do you know me?"
When her husband woke up, the wife asked her husband, "Do you recognize me?"
And he said, "Yes." And then he said her name.
Then her husband said, "Yes." And then he said her name.
And she's thinking, "Yes."
Then her husband said, "Yes."
But then he said, "Why are you here?" He didn't know that they were married. So she says, "We're married."
她丈夫说，你为什么在这里？因为他已经记不得他们是结婚的了。
Do you know what his response was? His response was, "Yes." He was very happy. Yes.
就是她丈夫虽然记不得了，但是呢，她看见他在这里，她真的就非常高兴。
So he didn't know they were married, but he was real happy when he found out they were married.
Okay. 然后
That was his heart speaking, wasn't it?
之后她发现他们结婚了，那丈夫就说 Yes.
I mean, it would have been pretty sad if he would have been, Oh no. But he was happy.
那丈夫非常高兴，因为他后来发现他跟他太太结婚了。
You know, when we have things happen, people are listening.
当事情发生的时候，你要注意听别人说的话。
Children are listening.
你的孩子在听你说什么。
Our friends at work are listening.
在职场，你的同事也听你在说什么。
When good things happen and bad things happen,
无论是好坏事发生。
And you're showing people your heart. We want to have the kind of hearts that God will be proud of.
We want
to have the kind of hearts where God will say, that's my boy.
That's
my girl.
我以你为荣.
Doesn't matter what happens, she has a good heart.
这是我的儿子,
and you know, the last part of Job's life was blessed more than the first part of his life. God brought back lessons.
约伯之后的生活或生命比他之前的,
but his righteousness was spoken of throughout the Bible.
约伯的义是在整个圣经里面在所有的世人当中,
if you wanted to talk about patience, who do you talk about? Job.
说到忍耐, Job. 是说到约伯的忍耐,
he had a heart for God.
他全心对待神.
Let's pray. I want to pray for the people here. Then I'm going to do one other really quick word here. We're going to pray and ask God to bless us to have those kind of hearts. Let's pray. Lord God, I just want to say thank you for your servant Job. Thank you that he loved you, Lord. Thank you that he trusted you, and he's willing to trust you even if it meant death. Lord, thank you for blessing him in the beginning, and thank you for blessing him at the end. Lord, let us have hearts that don't give up. Let us never give up on what you're doing. Lord, give us hearts that speak to you, Lord, and speak of your goodness. Lord, help us to have hearts that would bring honor to you. Let us speak words that will glorify you in front of our children, in front of our friends, in front of our coworkers. Lord, at home, when I'm with my wife, and when my wife is with me, when we're with our spouses, even when we're with our spouses, let us have words that would honor you, Lord. Lord, we love you, and we worship you, and we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. God is here to help us. Huh? Let me just say one more word. God is here to help us. Job cried out to God many times. God didn't always give him the answer. But God was there with him. Job didn't always understand. But God was still at work. And God rewarded Job for his patience. That's the challenge for us today. Let's speak good of God. I've not done it yet. Maybe one of y'all will help me with this sometime, but sometime I want to go through the Psalms and count up all the times it says, I will.
然后在诗篇里面，你可以仔细计算一下神怎么说。我要，我要。
I will sing.
Oh, I'm sorry. 就诗篇里面的作者。 I'm sorry. Go on.
I will sing. I will praise God.
哦，对，诗篇里面的作者就常常就是说，我要歌唱，我要赞美神。
I will thank God.
我要感谢神。
I will make music.
我要唱诗唱歌。
I will remember the deeds of the Lord.
The needs of the Lord.
The deeds, the works.
我要来纪念神在我生命中的作为。
Again and again in the Psalms, we hear those words, I will.
在诗篇里面，我们常常看到作诗的人说，我要，我要。
That's something we can even do right now. We can sing, we can pray, we can speak, but we have to decide to do it.
这也是我们可以做的，我们可以来决定说，我们今天也要这样子做，我们可以唱诗赞美神。Make
a decision right now.
你现在就可以做这个决定。Whatever happens, 你要。
Good, bad, whatever happens, you will sing.
无论什么事发生在我们生命里面,
you will praise God.
我们要赞美神。
You'll speak good things about God.
我们要赞美耶和华。
And that's my message for you today. God bless you all.
那是我今天与你的分享。
Thank you.
Huh?